All right, the Reds, it's the Pro View. Me, Gareth Roberts, got Ian Ryan with us this time as Kopey's flying around the world once more. And of course, Steve Warnock with us to give us the Pro View. We're going to kick off with Liverpool's huge defeat at Aston Villa, a former club of yours as well. And obviously the first time since the 60s that Liverpool have shipped seven. But they've done six a few times and I've been unfortunate enough to be there. I was at Stoke. And I was at when we played Arsenal in the League Cup 6-3, and you played in that one.
Cheers for that.
I know, nobody.
Common denominator.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get you on, like, you know, obviously everyone's talking about this result, particularly as Liverpool are the champions, particularly as Villa only stayed up by a point, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
What's it like as a pro to come back into a changing room when you've conceded sixes and sevens? I mean, that must be awful.
Yeah, it's not nice at all. Listen, firstly, Villa are not the team they were last year. Yeah. They've had an unbelievable transfer window. Some of the players that they've added to that team, you can see the performance the other day. I think Dean Smith said it in his interview before it. They're a lot more athletic, and I think that was shown the other night. From a personal point of view, like when you're in a changing room and you've lost heavily, the worst thing you want to do is watch a video of it. But you know you've got to see where you've gone wrong. I analysed it yesterday on Sky, and the goals that I looked through, it was just schoolboy defending, embarrassing. And I think you've got to take it on the chin and go, yeah, it was schoolboy defending, and it was probably attitude towards the game, whether they thought it would be an easier game, whether they thought the Man City result the night before had come in, and then the Man United results are coming, and they're thinking this could be another easy year for us. I don't know. I'm just speculating and things like that. But the worst thing you want to do is analyse the video. But the thing you want to do is you want to play within 2-3 days. And this international break is the worst thing that can happen to you when you've had a really heavy defeat like that, because you want to put it right straight away. It's the old saying, fall off your bike, get back on it straight away and try and put it right. And that is exactly the same in football, whether it's a defeat or a really heavy defeat.